Good morning and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 11th of November, and as ever, here are three ideas to help improve our business in around 3 minutes. And idea one is to dwell on this. The checks in the post. That's been one of those excuses that we've heard for years and years and years, and I think is a great example now of how maybe life is moving on. A study recently just produced actually suggests that because maybe we're not using checks as much, the checks in the post is no longer the number one excuse. In fact, the number one excuse is, I didn't hear my phone ring. I think that again maybe highlights the world we're now in. Second most common excuse is, I didn't receive the email. And the third, I didn't get your text. The top five is completed by, I'll do it tomorrow and I haven't got time. I'm sure you've got time to listen to the next idea, and here we go with idea two. And you want proof that choose 'em or lose 'em works? Well, here is some. We talk about choose 'em or lose 'em, about focusing on the sort of customers you want to work with. And a new report from Deloitte highlighting the UK's 1,000 fastest growing medium-sized businesses who've collectively increased their sales by £45 billion in the past 4 years shows that 60% of business-to-business organisations operate in niche markets. And our research suggests that 3D businesses choose 'em or lose 'em. It's a key ingredient of 3D characteristic two, thinking 3D. And they focus on specifically targeted types of customers and are happy to say no to those they don't want to work with. They position themselves and understand that they don't have to be loved by everyone. So what can we learn from this approach? Well, the key thing for me is about focus. These successful businesses are not trying to reach everyone. They've clearly decided what they stand for, who they're aiming at, and have focused their offer accordingly. So do you have a niche or a specific group of customers that you could, should maybe focus more on? Do you know what they want and need? And does your offer reflect those needs and wants? And the key one, are your sales and marketing efforts focused accordingly? Interestingly, the Deloitte report also suggests that the majority of these winning businesses boast a strong, visionary leader at the head of heart of the business, who excels at hiring and retaining the right people. And that's 3D characteristic one, get that vision thing. And idea three is to do something about this. The safety announcement at the beginning of your flight can often be a rich source of differentiation for airlines. They do it lots of different ways. Equally, I think it'd be a great demonstration of the staff's attitude to the whole thing, if you heard the Ryanair monotone scripted drones. And I often talk in my seminars about the Southwest Airlines rapping steward, again, looking up on YouTube. Well, actually, we've actually found now that Virgin America has just launched one of them that takes things to the next level. It's got singers and dancers and certainly enhances the whole customer experience and crucially gets people to watch the video. You can actually see the video on andyhanselman.com. I've put it in a blog. And I think it's a great example of taking one element of what you do and making it dramatically and demonstrably different. And I think a good way of doing this is to find something in your business that's mundane, day-to-day, even boring things that we have to do and, more importantly, our customers have to do. Very simple things like your out-of-office response, your answer machine message, website inquiry responses, or even your correspondence from your accounts department. Anywhere where customers can actually see how you are dramatically and demonstrably different. So go on, have a dramatically and demonstrably different week. Have a great one. We'll see you next week. Bye.